Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Paul and Drusilla both need a timeout. Aladdin is just as cute as he was last week, and we've got news and gossip. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Welcome back to 90 Day the Other Way. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Linda and Tweet.
Hey, guys.
Stacey Olivas and Ashley Bowden.
Hey.
Now bow down.
Hey. We need, like, a little rap.
I know. Next time, I might just come up with a little something. We've got news and gossip, guys. Of course, we have our special segment, What Do You Think? Woo! I'm just really excited to go through all of the couples. We got some stuff to talk about, some things to discuss. What did you guys think about the episode overall?
I mean, I thought it was entertaining, mm-hmm. for sure. I mean, my meeting a couple of new couples now was good for me. And then this Laura character, I don't know, she might be my favorite so far.
I like being in other countries now.
Yeah.
And seeing the Americans, like, out of their comforts. Yeah, in their comfort zone.
It was very bashful. Like, I felt bashful. I was blushing while I was watching it.
I swear.
There was a lot of sex talk.
I cracked up a few times. I was cackling.
Yeah.
Throughout this episode. Some things are just so cringeworthy that it's just like, I was just so weak at some of the reactions. But we're going to go ahead and jump into Corey and Evelyn. People feel a way about Evelyn. Corey knew that coming into the season, which is why he warned us a few times already. But what did you think about, you know, she kind of explained why she had him out there and said she just wanted him to learn or whatever. Did you think that was a good enough excuse? Did that ride for you?
No.
No?
No, I just thought it was evil. Mm-hmm. And I think she does a lot of just mean. She just seems so mean-spirited to me.
Me too.
And to me, I feel like, why does she have Corey jumping through all of these hoops just to prove his love for her? Like, why? Like, if he has to jump through all those hoops, forget it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of women that you don't have to do all that for, Corey. Like, you can, you know, still show your love, but it's not, like, a requirement. Like, you have to do this for me to love you, basically, or for me to take the next step for with you.
And it's almost like showing, like, getting rid of everything and uprooting your whole life isn't enough for her.
Right.
Like, it gets a bit ridiculous. What were you going to say, Linda?
You guys got to remember that they've been married for a few years now, so they have that comfortability. And what we don't know, or we should remember, is that he doesn't know the language, so he relies on her 100% of the time, on translating, on getting around, and everything and anything. And I think what she's trying to do is teach him some independence and get a little bit of the space. Because when she talked about missing him, that 50-50, which was so funny because it reminded me of Nicole and Azan, but it's because she feels smothered by him because she has to do not only everything for herself, but also for him. So think about everything and anything that he's doing. She's having to translate, having to take him. And so now that he's moving there and he's going to be there permanently and not just visiting, she's like, okay, I'm teaching you that, you know what, you can do it. You can take the bus and I'm not there and you'll be okay. So I told you earlier, told you earlier that had she not explained why she didn't meet her man at the airport after he uprooted his life, I totally get it. That would be messed up and I would think that she was the B. But I understand because of their history and how long he's been there already, that we already know he lives there, that she's acting from that place.
Was that the time? Was that the right time?
Yes, because he's there. He's there now.
I think disagree. Seeing in the beginning, in that first episode, I kind of felt bad for Corey. Now, getting to know them a little bit more, I'm kind of like, oh, I get it. I think she's used to, okay, I'm going to say this, and this is a cultural thing. I think she's used to Latin men, too, and it's more of, like, the provider, the, you know what I mean? It's a but I mean, like, used to that, like, they take more charge kind of a thing, and I'm okay. used to that. It's, like, a more dominant, you know what I mean? And Corey is super nice, super sweet, a little passive, and I think she's, like, tough love, because it's, like, in the culture, too. That's how you're kind of taught. You're thrown out there and being, like, figure it out, you know what I mean? It happens a lot. So, like, okay. I think I can get both sides of it. And I do kind of feel bad for him because she has to be a little bit more considerate for him. But I think she's also practicing that tough love, like,
and it's something my parents it's in the delivery, to too, right? It's in her delivery. Her delivery is a little harsh.
Yeah.
And so she comes across crass and rude.
Okay, I don't agree with any of that.
Okay.
Because if it's a problem with him being passive or not being on top of things, then let him be passive with his pocketbook, too.
Right.
You have no problem with digging in those pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Like when when she's in America, he can drop all kinds of bags.
But
on
that's
her.
The thing is the culture too.
Like, there's no excuse.
That's
there's,
not but right.
There's, but you have to also see like how it is though. You know what I mean? Like from the cultural perspective of the man is the provider. You know what I mean?
And I'm trying.
Like, do you kind of get me? Like I know, but they're not thinking about like America. You know what I mean? How we think like equal all this stuff. It's like it's different. It's different, and I get it both sides.
So but certain things in the relationship aren't going to be equal, though.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
she wants to be spoiled by him. She does. It's not cool. It's kind of sad he's getting taken advantage of. It's true. It is. But I think she's used to a certain way.
What does she do? If you don't want to help him become acclimated with the culture from where you are, you don't want to pick him up from the airport, you don't want to work, you don't want to have kids, what do you do?
Right. Not saying that she doesn't want to work. You guys, again, you got to go back. Her and her family are well off there mm-hmm. for where she lives. They're well off. They own a hotel. They own properties, houses. And now they own this bar, which, you guys, we just seeing the bar this episode, or at least I am. But they've had the bar for years, and it's profitable. So she's a businesswoman. He mentions it. She has this apartment on the beach. So she does do stuff. And I got to agree with Stacey here, where she may be used to a certain lifestyle. And Corey's the sweetest guy.
He's a nice guy.
But
yeah.
You could also see that he like clutches on to her.
I think she's not used to it.
As soon as he saw her, he was like, oh, I love you so much, which is beautiful, but he's definitely not the alpha male that she probably is used to in the Latin culture.
I still don't like her.
Okay, no, I'm not saying she's doing right, but I kind of
I'm trying to like her, though.
No,
I'm literally sitting here listening to you guys trying to like, okay,
No, it's not that, but I'm saying like the sarcasm, that kind of way is like very calm, you know what I mean? Mm. Like the way you talk to each other and stuff, where it's like, I'm not saying she's a brat. She is. She's a spoiled brat. I think she is demanding so much from him. I think Corey's a really nice guy, but I do understand her a little bit in that aspect of like, okay, she's used to a certain alpha male that does the work. You know what I mean? In the relationship is the provider and is the one that's a take charge kind of guy. But I think that's what she's used to. But I'm not saying it's right of how she's treating him because he's a nice guy.
If she was if her family had the finances like that, why is she always in his pockets? That's my thing.
Because the man is supposed to be the provider in her culture.
That's fine, but don't complain when you're asked to do things.
Like what?
Like, pick him up from the airport.
Why is
that such a hard thing? I just don't understand.
I just think it's rude, and I'm not going to make any excuses for her. But you know where I stand on Evelyn right now.
You guys do.
Once upon a time, 518 Alex in the chat room said, thank you, girls. She is rude.
Yes.
Yeah, she is, but...
And Love and Life 333 says she's just plain ignorant, and I get the feeling she's trying to be rude to him to make him want to leave.
Ooh.
She might want him to go.
You don't
back.
Think.
There's no telling.
Do you
honestly.
Think she can't handle the nice guy?
I don't know, but she should have told him before he got rid of everything.
It's also.
Sorry. I mean, she straight up was saying how she's really afraid he's going to ask her to marry.
Oh, yeah. My God.
He's asked her before,
mm-hmm.
like, and she freaked out. And
they don't have him move out there,
yeah.
because that's obviously what he wants.
Right. Yeah. He's a sweet guy,
And
too.
She says she doesn't want to get married. She actually said that in, like, a separate state. She said, I don't want to get married. And then she said, the only way I will marry Corey is that if he learns Spanish and does things on his own in my country.
Days.
days. And connects with my family.
Change who he is in 90 days.
Yeah. I'm just a lie.
I'm not Team Evelyn. I'm sorry, guys.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm not Team Evelyn.
I'm definitely Team Corey, but I do see Evelyn's ways, and I get it. It's a tough love kind of thing.
Coming back from my trip, Corey has some first world problems, right? Like when he was looking for like the windows and walking and the dogs barking, like he's going to have to lose all of that and really kind of humble himself because he's going to miss the beauty. And what I thought was interesting too, given the fact that he has such a big family and such a religious family, is that he was missing her point when the grandma was showing the room. And she had to, Evelyn had to remind him to say, you know, thank you for having us and allowing us to stay, and just the respect part of the elders and all of that. So I think that he's definitely going to have to take it down a few notches for his first world problems and really just be humble, because he will have a better experience if he does it that way.
And I think he has to be more open to the culture, like you were saying.
Because it's an adjustment.
It's like denying the food they're trying to give you. And that's like, oh, no, I don't want it. And it's like, they're going to take it as you're looking down on us. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Better than us. So it's like, he should just not say anything.
I agree. Well, I think in that moment, the whole mosquito conversation and him being like shown the mattress and all that, I think he was in shock. Like,
what is
going on? I don't think he was trying.
Well, welcome.
I don't think he was trying to be rude or disrespectful. Not purposely. He probably came off that way to the girl.
Yeah, he was taking it in.
But he was just like, whoa, what did I get myself into?
Yeah. But he's been there before, right?
I don't think he stayed at the grandma's
house.
And you got to be nice to the grandma because she's like the queen of the family.
It was just a shock. I agree. It was just a shock. Yeah. And he was just like, hold on. Okay, let me take this in. I forgot to say thank you. My bad. Thank you very much. But I'm... No window, no roof.
Paul. Just gonna come. Because I feel like if anybody has manners between the two of them, it would be Corey.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he doesn't have manners. What I am saying is that the manners or the culture requires a different type of manners. Mm. So besides just like the please and thank yous, it's being appreciative of the space, being appreciative of what's happening, and knowing that, no, there's not an extension cord that's going to come from the kitchen or wherever she said it was all the way to this room. That's not that life. Mm. So, yes, I agree with you guys that he was in shock, but I also think there are some cultural differences where he's going to have to learn what manners look like and being culturally sensitive to the situation.
And I think maybe he's maybe going into like, oh, they're going to like look up to me because I'm coming from America. That ain't going to happen. Like, he better kiss their butt. Like, it's sad, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like, to be accepted and stuff, so.
Well, to anyone listening to our back and forth or watching, we definitely have more to bring to the table at AfterBuzz. More shows, right, Stacey?
Yes, guys, you can catch us on Spotify, iTunes. Give us 5 stars there. Yeah. Sign up for another account. Give us another 5 stars. And if you're in the live chat right now, we could do some shout outs to you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe. Hit the thumbs up button. Comment. Everything, guys. We love hearing from you.
Love it. Let's shout do some out. Shout outs. Yeah. Shout out to Once Upon a Time, 518 Alex. Love and Life, 333.
Aww, too sweet.
Kimberly Mayfield is in the chat.
Yes, yay. Kimberly.
Hey, girl. We love you guys.
It's great. They're all great. Mm-hmm. A lot of the names are just like people from the last show.
Yeah.
Oh, just got them watching them. Tune into the next one. Thank you.
Right. Yep. I love you guys. I missed you when I was away. I love you guys.
Yes. I mean, we missed you. Definitely. Paul and Karini.
Oh, I love them.
Paul acted up.
Where was he running to? Where was Paul running to?
That was my favorite.
What's his little place?
He was like, no.
Yeah. He was running like a dinosaur, or like just like the small
T-Rex hands.
Yes, he had the T-Rex hands.
Some of his little legs were like, his feet were out.
Yes, he was on his tippy toes, just like, and the ground was solid. You didn't have to hop around like that. It was just
do
like.
Do you guys remember him from the last time when he ran up in the hills?
Yes.
And it's that same run. Like, I don't know where he learned it from, but
I think Gordy just learned from Paul.
Yeah.
Paul's been through it all.
Paul is, honestly, he's so good for TV, though.
Yes, he is.
He is great.
Yes,
I love Paul. So he's not too happy to find out that his application for permanent residency has been denied. So he honestly only has 10 days is what they told him.
No,
he has to go back, right?
Yeah, he has 10 days to respond to this letter.
Okay.
And then from that response, then he may or may not have to leave the country.
Now, based off of, have we seen anything on social media that tells us that he's not there or if it worked out or anything?
No, but do you guys remember from 3 weeks ago that they were back in Louisiana?
Yes.
Mm. Kentucky.
Yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah. So, who knows, right?
Mm. Yeah. And he's telling his mom, I'll never be back.
Never coming back.
That changed.
Here we are.
Changed really quick.
So, can I just say this? Karini is like a version of Evelyn in my eyes.
Really? Mm-hmm. A little bit.
I said it.
Not as
she.
Mean.
She. No. She's real ungrateful and she's real unrealistic. I just really get those vibes from her.
I really like Karini. That is my girl.
Yeah, me too.
I think she's just like, she has to deal, think about who she has to deal with.
On a regular.
No, let's compare Paul to Corey.
That's, no, I get it. I totally get it. But you know he doesn't have a job, so why are you turning up your nose when you're in the baby shop and he can't really buy anything?
It's,
you already know what it is.
It's because they're used to. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like if you're raised with this thing that the man provides, it's like you go on a date and you're like, you want me to split the check? What? Like, if you don't even, that doesn't even cross your mind when you're raised. Like, you know what I mean? So I think she's just like, what?
And she does keep saying that he needs to get a job, right? Like, you need to get a job. Like, you need
but
to get a job.
She knows the situation.
But she does know that he can't work yet, so.
Yeah.
I think that she thinks him going back to America, which a lot of countries that are not America think that America has so much money, so you're just going to go and you're going to work for a couple of months and you're going to have millions of dollars, which is not how it works, obviously. But I think that thinking that, she thinks he probably is coming with a lot of money, which, you know, he's not. I do want to talk a little bit before we move on.
Yep.
Why he was denied that permanent residency, because I think that that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that he was convicted of acts of terrorism, crimes against humanity, war crimes. So I'm wondering if they perhaps have the wrong Paul, because we know he has an extensive record, but like war crimes?
Yeah, none of that is, And
unless,
he was confused.
Yeah,
he
was unless like, they're relating his crimes here to maybe his crimes here translate to that level of crime there.
That makes sense.
That was the only thing that I was thinking.
I mean, I could see
war
that.
Crimes? Well.
Like the act of terrorism or crime against humanity, like I could see those ones, but like the war crimes, I was like, wait, do we have the right Paul Johnson? Because, you know, he.
I mean, Paul has acted up quite a few times.
So
maybe he doesn't remember.
Maybe the way he was acting up.
What is he acting up?
I was like, what?
Guys, what is it about Paul this season? We're like, oh my God, Paul. Like the way we're seeing him in a different light.
I really like Paul. I do too.
Remember,
he was like a lunatic.
Yeah. He's like the cult.
It takes a season or two to get used to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then once you are, you know, he's
the
greatest
taste.
You accept him for who he is.
But I do have to ask, and why was he running away? Is it because he said that he needed a moment after he said,
so
he needs to run away from the situation?
Yes.
Which was, you know, so extra, but so Paul.
Yes.
And then the other part that I thought was funny too was when he came and he decided his two bags, he was gonna leave the baby stuff. You're like, and that's why I thought it was funny when Karini was like, he makes like stupid decisions or irrational decisions.
Yeah,
it's because Paul, you know, your baby's coming right away, but those are the things
you
decided to leave.
Yeah.
And then you're complaining when you have to go buy baby stuff. That really kind of doesn't make common sense to me, right? But you remember to buy the bulletproof diaper bag.
Right. But you know how he is.
I know,
you know how he is. When we saw him, he had on a bulletproof vest.
That's
true. So that's,
he's adorable, though. He's adorable.
Beloved in the chat room said, I never get tired of watching Paul running into the woods.
Yeah, for real.
They need like a boomerang of that.
Yes.
Make the meme.
Kimberly Mayfield said they were listing all of the possible reasons for denial.
Oh.
And Love and Life 333 said he probably accidentally almost blew up at the airport or something. And once upon a time, 518 Alex said, "Run, Paul, run!"
I love it.
I mean, track star Paul.
I love how Karini reacts to him too, and she's like, "I hate you, Paul," like to his face, and he's like, "Huh?"
Yeah,
like
we love them.
And I love that she's learning English so yes. Like how long has she been doing that? Because when we met her, she spoke no English.
Right.
And she's really getting much better.
I need to know, what app is it that Paul has that turns everything?
I was like, only Paul would have that app.
Right.
I'm like, what is that?
Right. The surprising part for me was when he put it over the paper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he had the part where he spoke into it, it turned it into her language, into, you know, Spanish, and like just recited it to her. But then the one where it was like automatically turning it into English writing, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. That one. I'm like, hold up. Share with us. Okay, next. We have Lauren and Aladdin, because that's what it is.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Aladdin.
Is it Aladdin?
He said Aladdin.
I'm Aladdin.
Why did he say Aladdin?
And she says Aladdin. She says guitar.
That's true, too.
It is guitar. We cannot trust her.
She doesn't know her own husband's name.
It's Aladdin.
Crazy.
But yeah, I had to note that, you know. It seems like he loves his wife. What do you guys get from him? Because from Linda, what he was saying,
please,
he really likes her. That.
I'm so confused by them, okay? Like, I'm okay. Just,
is it because he's fine? Does that play a part?
Yes.
Okay.
So he's fine. He's 29. He's Muslim. Uh-huh. And he's obviously, like, a little bit cocky because he called himself Brad Pitt, which I thought was hilarious.
It was.
But he actually, honestly, seems like he loves his wife, which is totally fine. You could be fine and be a good person and love someone for who they are. I'm just so confused.
Because it doesn't happen on 90 Day.
And she's so much older than him. But then I see the spiciness in her personality. Mm. So I'm wondering if that's like a breath of fresh air for him, mm-hmm. because it's so conservative. Mm-hmm. And what does she call it? Guitar.
Yeah,
guitar. That's so funny to me, too.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like in situations like that, sometimes you'll see, like, a very good-looking spouse with someone that may not be on that level of good-lookingness. Like, right. There's always one where, it's, you know, like, that's the looker, and then the other one just kind of doesn't care about that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you kind of need that balance sometimes. Mm-hmm. And
speaking
you do
of
see that.
Spicy, she goes to, like, a store for, like, sex toys and, you know, all her little gadgets she's trying to collect and bring to Guitar. I feel like this was really cringy but funny, but I really like her. Like, it made me like her a lot more. Because we saw a different side of her in here.
And we found out Aladdin is not putting it down in the bedroom.
He's not putting it down. He's
but a 10 in the face.
And a 4
he
and a bed.
She put him on blast on national television.
Yes.
Dude, she bought the book Sex for Dummies. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that
is and he's so hilarious. Excited to get jiggy.
Yeah, and he honestly thinks that he's amazing and that she loves it. So,
right. But was he really trying to put it out there like they hadn't had sex yet?
No, he was saying they hadn't had sex until 9 days after, because they couldn't have sex until they got married, and that's why they got married in 9 days.
Got it. Wow.
Now, do you think that is something that could make her move back, or you think she'll just kind of teach him?
I think, personally, because she's older, she's been there, done that. She's 51 years old. She's not messing around, so she wants to be satisfied, and that's exactly what she said. She's like, I faked it a few times, but we're not doing that. We're like, he's gonna get pleasure, but I'm gonna get pleasure too, she said. So I think she's about to go try to teach this 29-year-old, you know, how to make her happy.
Right. I sure hope.
What do I say after that?
Yeah. I sure hope she gets what she desires, okay? And I hope that, you know, he learns how to put it down.
And I like that he takes care of himself. Yes. Side note, Omen, please.
I mean, he's
he waxes the face. He's
the whole
situation.
Everything is handled. Like, she does not have to worry about how he looks or probably smells. He, you know, he feels himself. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Like,
but
that.
Yeah, behind closed doors is another story, but
that's
hopefully
true.
They get it together.
Because he did say when that she got there, the man needs to answer to her. No, she said, she needs to answer to me. I'm the man.
Right. Do you think they're going to check her back in the airport, too?
That's what I was saying.
Because the coochie cream.
Oh, yeah.
And coochie cream the toys. And that's an issue there. Mm-hmm. And they don't play that. And that's like, what, contraband or, you know? So I really hope that they don't go through her bags.
She's going to have to really bury all of that stuff deep.
Yeah, I think she's
going to
have it, like, in her
wrapped
stuff.
Wrapped up and figured out.
Okay. And, like, they're not even going to know it. coochie cream is.
Yeah. Like,
I do foresee a serious power struggle between them because she has obviously a jealousy problem. Mm-hmm. And he is saying that he calls the shots just because he's the man. So it's going to be some headbutting going on.
And you're going to go into like a male dominated
society. Yeah.
That's like
not going to put
so
up
with. So I wonder
with.
If that'll change. How she acts.
It's going to have to. It's going to have to.
She seems stubborn,
just the culture,
though.
But the culture does not even allow for it. Like,
right.
It doesn't allow for it at all. So you can try to buck up, but you're not going to get far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Better submit. Just kidding.
It's true, though.
It's true.
It's
like,
true.
Dang.
Damn.
That's messed up. But I mean,
go
it's
ahead,
like.
Laura.
So.
Go ahead, Laura.
Let's go ahead and get into Devin and Jihoon. Because Jihoon is also upset about the bedroom. They had a bedroom situation themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
First we'll start with the family. They meet the family. Devin is crying and acting irate. Is that the word I'm going for, I think? Because, you know, Drusilla is doing her little thizzle.
She's on the
out
ground.
Doing what she wants to do. Cutting up. And that doesn't work for Devin. She's pregnant. She's got these hormones and everything. But honestly, I want to blame that on the hormones. But girl, if you don't snatch her up real quick and tell her to act right and just give her a look, you know?
I don't think the look works with that
look.
Late.
I'm a black mom. And my mom would give me that look.
Like, I would kill you the death stare.
And my mom would be like, wait till we get to the car.
Yeah.
And that right there, Mommy, do you need anything?
Right.
Do you need a shopping cart? I'll
you
go
think
grab
that works
it.
Nowadays, though?
I'm saying yes. Too.
I think it works if you start young and that's all you know.
Yes.
As a kid, if that's all you know, then you know if you got that death look that you are going to die today.
It's like they just
but
like.
I think that, I don't know, and I don't have children, and I don't know, but I think words have power, and I think that she's already said, and she said it, and Jihoon said it. You keep labeling your child wild. Children absorb these things, and you keep saying she's wild. She's a wild child. She's a wild child. She's a wild child. Are you surprised that you have a wild child, a buck wild child? Don't be surprised because you keep labeling her that, and she keeps absorbing that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like calling a kid like dumb, or to
yeah,
like later
exactly.
On the insecurities of like I'm
that's
not that
right.
Smart.
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
so you think she's
no,
picking
good
up
point,
on it,
Linda?
But of course she is. Kids are so, yes, girl, yes. They see everything, they hear everything, and they absorb everything.
Yeah.
I was just with my niece. She's 4. Mm-hmm. And I think I was like trying to pick something out of my teeth. And she's like, what are you doing? Like, they see every little thing that you do and hear every
and
little thing
things.
That you say. Yes.
Yeah,
that's so true. You keep saying you're a wild child, you're a wild child. You have a wild child.
Wait, she,
but she is wild. She is.
And
then,
no, you're right. You're
we can
right.
Get into the bedroom
but in, like,
situation. Wait, no.
Okay.
The bedroom situation. This is a must.
Okay.
How do you feel about her being in the bed?
She's
we can go into it later because Stacey has a question, but overall,
she's too old to be sleeping with her parents every single day. If she's scared and she's having a nightmare or she's acting up, yes, baby, come and sleep with us. But guess what? You're going to go back to your bed for the next night because you have to learn independence and you have to learn that it's safe and this is a safe space and you can't just be attached at my hip. At how old is this kid?
Right, and there were 3 bedrooms.
Yes, like, nuh-uh. You're not, no.
Let's also remember that she barely knows him, and now she's going to be sleeping in a bed
true.
With him.
That
is really weird to me to say that she's going to have to sleep between us, and you don't even really know this man. Yeah,
some
that's
people,
true.
Look at a lot of the girls; they introduce her kids fast. No one's taking that into consideration,
and that's your big thing
that
too.
Is my
the
big
kids,
thing.
Stacey advocates for the kids.
Nobody cares about that, but
no.
I mean, yeah, you're going to be selfish and jump into love, but like. First and foremost, does this person know your child? Like
right.
Her?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good look.
It's not.
Tell when you met on the internet.
Yeah. And you slept with
or
them
anyone.
Really soon, and then you have kids, and then like this is your first time seeing them again in 3 months. I don't know. It's just like, come on.
And like, go ahead.
I was just gonna stir the pot a little bit, but I'll
do it.
Okay.
Stir
so
that.
From last week's episode, Maria Lopez hopped in the comments and she said that Jihoon should get a paternity test because they believe Devin could have already been pregnant.
Ooh, but what makes them? Did she have a boyfriend?
Because prior, a couple people said that in the comments last week. They just think she's wild. She's a little.
How old? She's 22.
Yeah, she's like 21.
Okay, 22. I'm not going to go on the age thing because you guys are always like, you think we're so young. But I mean,
listen. Y'all met that first week and got pregnant in that first week. I don't think he would be in the wrong to ask for paternity
test. We'll know when the baby comes out.
Will you though? Will it?
Because yeah, Korean guy.
Yeah, but she said she's dated a lot of Korean.
Yeah, some
guys.
People just
true.
She did that say is... that. But what I did want to talk damn. About is the parents a little that'd bit. Now crazy. The parents don't approve of her at all.
Oh, yeah. No.
Didn't approve of her for the first time they went over, and then talked about how having a baby out of wedlock can bring dishonor to the family. Yeah. And then the mom not happy that Devin already has a kid. And I just thought that that's already a lot moving into a relationship that you've only spent 3 weeks with someone in total, and then you're now having their child.
Right. You know what was sad for me? It was sad for me to watch her part of the story. She was walking into the rental home and all of that, and she just looked so unhappy and so nervous. Like, it was like she wasn't even enjoying the moment. She mm-hmm. wasn't even enjoying them coming in to visit. She was so worried about pleasing them and impressing them that she couldn't even enjoy the moment, yeah. enjoy him or his parents. It was just very sad.
Yeah. Because she keeps thinking that she's not good enough, right? And she keeps saying that if we don't get the blessing, mm-hmm. which is a big thing, actually, in a mm-hmm. lot of cultures, that they can't get married.
I think that she just exhibits some confidence and just shows that she has it together and makes sure she seems balanced. Mm-hmm. I think that would go a long way with them.
And I think that she's a little intimidated by the language. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She needs to actually try to interact with them because that's the part that's missing. And the parents even said, like, when she came over the first time, she didn't interact with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go and try to talk to them. Get your app out and mm-hmm. translate.
I'm show, sure they'll appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, show that there's an effort that you're mm-hmm. trying to get to know them. So yeah.
I agree.
I think she's just kind of frazzled.
Yeah, she'll get it together. I mean, if she doesn't get it together, then
she seems like a nice girl. It's just she just seems just frazzled.
Yeah. It's about that time.
She bit off more than she can chew.
Yes,
yeah.
for yes. sure.
She needs to learn about safe sex.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, she honestly, she got herself in this.
You go ahead and strap on, girl. You're 21 and right. you're on baby number 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about time yeah, to get it together.
And his mom wasn't feeling that either. She said she's not happy yeah. about the daughter, and that's something that's frowned upon in Korean culture.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out.
She's fertile. Ooh.
She is. So we did it.
You know what?
Go ahead and
be a hoe. I'm just saying.
Linda!
Protect yourself. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Be responsible. Do what you gotta do. Whatever makes you happy, be happy about it.
We need a Linda.
But protect yourself.
June is just as guilty. We can't just put it on Devin.
He is.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's not going to be the responsible one.
Doing the Tinder, international Tinder. Give me a break. Yeah.
All right, you guys, we didn't have Jenny or Submit this week, and we also didn't have Frederick or Tiffany. So we'll see you two, you two couples next week. Frederick.
But I'm wondering what Submit has to tell Jenny.
Ronald. Sorry,
not Frederick. Ronald. Oh, Ronald and Tiffany.
Why do I keep saying Frederick?
These names, because we have so many Ronald, couples of names.
Ronald and Tiffany. We did not have them this week.
But so, I am wondering. I am wondering what Submit has to tell Jenny.
Me too. That's a big issue.
He has arranged marriage.
And then with Ronald, Ronald is acting up and getting drunk. And lap dances.
Turning up bachelor party.
So that's going to be crazy, too. I'm ready to see those. They always do, like,
I feel so bad, because he's an addict, and he's just going to he's gonna mess that whole situation up.
And he's jumping into something else, like, very impulsively. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, you got to figure stuff out before you.
Yeah. All right, special segment time. What do you think?
But that's none of my business.
Dang, a lot of these. Oh, okay, guys. Ready?
Yeah,
ready,
for anyone tuning in, this is where Stacey gives us questions that have to do with the episode.
Oh, Linda, Kimberly Mayfield said that you came back spicier. Yes.
Yes. I rested 3 weeks later. I'm back.
Okay, guys. Is it okay to FaceTime, make your significant other FaceTime you or take a picture of where they are if you feel a little insecure?
What's the question again? Is it okay to?
Is it okay to FaceTime or make your significant other take a picture or FaceTime? You know,
I'm gonna do the.
If
you have to, yes, but here's my thing. If you have to, then why are you with them?
Yeah, I'm going to say no, because why? If I don't, that means I don't trust you. Why am I in this relationship if I'm going to be, if you're making me feel insecure that every time you're out, I have to go like, oh, where are you? Show me, show me, show me. Nuh-uh, I don't got time for all that.
But I think her issue is just, he's so cute. You know, mm-hmm. that's why she
and her past, right?
Her past, yes, and her past. Cheated on.
But he hasn't so far. It hasn't done anything for her not Mm-mm. to trust him. So Mm-mm. I think it's more dealing with her than it is with him. So
yeah. I wonder if it's a situation where she doesn't feel good about herself, mm-hmm. or you know, level up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next.
So no, it's not.
No. Stacey, what is your answer?
I think no. I think if you should have never went into a relationship if you're not ready on your part. Or if that person's not trustworthy.
You don't play. These guys.
No, that's... Girl, this is marriage. This is serious. Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, first date. One red flag, bye. Okay, is it okay? It's okay to block your significant other on social media for temporarily if you are fighting.
Yes.
If they're
honestly, I've done it. Leave me alone. I don't know. I'm going to talk. And if you're going to complain about everything I post, then we have some issues. Just leave me alone. So, just block you.
Hell no.
I'll say yes.
No way. I don't care if we're fighting. I don't care if we're totally in love in the moment and everything is hunky-dory. If Timbuktu from over there is on your social media and it's not blocked, your significant other, especially if I'm your significant other that we're married, you're not blocking me from nothing ever.
Okay, well, I'm not
never.
Married, but relationships, I have blocked plenty.
While in the relationship?
Yes, while in the relationship.
Oh, wow.
Because, it's just, sometimes it's just too much.
Wow.
I've blocked.
What do you think?
Now, have I been blocked? No. Have I done the blocking? Would I act up if I was blocked? Yes. So, I'm messed up, okay? A little messed up.
Mm.
Because I'm playing both, you know? But that's how I feel.
What don't do you block think, me, actually? I think blocking's okay.
Why?
Okay.
Yeah, yes. To get your life together, yes. Let me block you so you can get your life together.
Yes.
And then if you act right, we will come back to the drawing board and decide if you can be unblocked.
Yes.
Wow.
This is not blocking your number or anything. This is just blocking you off social media.
What do you think?
I think, I've been in situations where I wasn't accepted as a friend because I'm a little crazy on social media. So I'm like...
Hilarious.
And then that, I will never be in a relationship like that again, though. You know what I'm saying? Like... When it comes to social media, everything should be out in the open. And if it comes to that, then that... I mean, you shouldn't be checking the person's DMs all the time and all that stuff. But I mean, like, shouldn't it be blocked? Why are you...
Y'all not blocking me.
You block Linda, it's a wrap.
She will create other accounts.
Not blocking me. That's all I'm going to say. If you know me, you know that that's a true statement.
Kimberly Mayfield said... No, actually, once upon a time, 518 Alex said, blocked...
Right, blocked.
I love it.
Blocked. Oh, and Kimberly Mayfield said that's why you create a decoy account.
Okay,
that's too much worse.
That's a whole other level right there, Kimberly.
That's a lot. I'm not into that. Mm-mm. Anything else,
girl? You have to have a fake account.
No, literally, do not. I do not have a fake account.
I don't have a fake account either.
But I guess you know. I know a lot of people that do, and it's just like to follow pages that they probably wouldn't follow on their or the other page.
Maybe embarrassed for people to see.
Yes, or to save photos and stuff like that. They'll do that, and maybe I'll make one, but it's not gonna have anything to do with me on it. If I make it, it's completely.
Alex is going home tonight making one, y'all. You'll see.
I'm James. Charles or somebody.
Charles.
I'm whoever if I make another account.
Okay. Last question. How old is too... This is a question. You don't need your signs.
Okay.
You can have your signs, though. Whatever. How old is too old to be sleeping with your parents? Is Cole and Debbie that too old? I'm just kidding.
I guess I'll say 5 is, way too old. Maybe, 4 they already should be...
They're babies.
I don't know. I don't have a kid yet, so I don't know. But I guess I'm just say 5 because I don't have kids. I don't know.
Yeah, this is a hard one for me because I'm not a parent.
Yeah.
But I would think maybe 1.
Whew.
1.5. Because you...
Yeah.
Well, because you have to, Linda was saying, you have to... you have to cut the cord at some point. They have to feel confident about sleeping in their own bed.
Yeah, remember, right there this with is you. Every night. This isn't, once in a while when they have a nightmare.
Oh, every night.
I'm right there with you. I think Ashley's right. I think that like 1.5, because you should really, I think the baby's going to be with you as a newborn, as you teach them to go in the crib, then they sleep in the crib. Once they grow the crib, then they sleep in their little bed. If they're scared in the beginning, yeah, they come sleep with mommy and daddy or the parents or whoever, and then they go back to the room, because you have to teach them to be independent. Because guess what? They're not going to be able to sleep with you all the time. And look where we are right now with Devin and Drusilla. Right. She can't really be away from her mom.
Right. And do you think it's the mom that wants her, though, or Drusilla?
I think it's the mom, because the mom is the adult. The mom is making the responsibility. Drusilla is not going to know that she can't.
No, I mean, like, the mom wants her to be with her, rather than Drusilla's like, Mom, I want to sleep with you. You know what I mean?
I think it's more so the mom. Yeah.
Because Drusilla, she wasn't in there yelling when she was saying she's not coming.
She's asleep.
She was chilling.
She's asleep.
Let's be real. All right, you guys, let's get into news and gossip.
Guys. So, fan favorite right now is Laura and Aladdin. And in this photo, you guys can check them out online if you want to know what their Instagrams are. TLC underscore Laura underscore Aladdin and Aladdin JALLALI. And I just thought this was some cute photos. They do take really cute photos together, though, I noticed.
I'm digging it.
And they look happy.
Right, next
up, we have Paul and Creamy.
Oh, the baby's so cute.
3 months already. Pierre is 3 months already.
Paul's face.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Look at him.
He's adorable. And look at his little eyes. So super cute. Aww. Yeah, and then next up we have Devin. Oh, no. Okay, we have Jehoon. And Jehoon, love a man in uniform. And then Devin is telling people to go follow Jehoon on Instagram. And I'm like, is he in the military
now?
What's
happening? I don't know.
Is he an actor? Because we know he sells... use cell phones.
Yeah, that was really good.
So, what is happening in this photo right now?
They got some explaining to do.
They do.
All right.
And then next up, this photo cracks me up. So, you guys, you know, we talked about it, and you guys actually referenced it earlier in the show. So, we have Corey up top. This is it, huh? And then we have the original Paul. He should have done some research. And Paul has that mosquito net.
Yes.
For real, for real. If you guys can remember from seasons back, when he first went to Brazil, this was him all day, every day.
He was not playing.
He was not playing. Yeah. Right? So I thought that this is a really cute one. And then next we have...
oh, my God, what's that?
This is Devin. So, Devin, fun fact, she used to be a horror makeup artist for 5 years.
Wow.
And this is one of the jobs that she did. And she said it's one of her absolute favorites. And that kind of makes sense, because her makeup usually is really on point.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was great.
She's very creative.
Yeah, very, very creative. And then next up we have Tiffany, is it? Oh, Jehoon.
That's
again.
Jehoon.
Yeah, Jehoon and his baby.
Okay, with the
in
selfie.
The carrier, yeah, with the selfie. He looks a little cleaner here, like he got a little cut on the hairdo, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you guys can follow him on Instagram at JehoonLee90DV.
Do we have a picture of the baby?
Of?
Like the face? The baby face, maybe?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
They haven't posted one,
huh?
No, they haven't.
And then one more.
And then Tiffany?
Yeah.
So Tiffany posted with her two men, and she's just basically saying that she's blessed beyond everything. Hugs and kisses from us all.
Daniel, our favorite.
Yes.
I love him.
And you know what's interesting is it seems like this is really working out for them, because if you go through her social media, she really posts a lot of the two of them together. And if we have one time for just that one more where they're water gun squirting, you know, it looks like maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah. I hope it's, everything. It seems like it is.
We'll see.
All right, time for predictions. Quick predictions, guys.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What's going to happen?
All right. I'm going to say what I said earlier. I think there's going to be some major power struggles between Aladdin and Laura.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to bump heads. It sounds like they both have control issues.
I agree. Stacey or Linda?
Go ahead.
I think Sumit has an arranged marriage. And I think that's just to confront that about that. There's going to talk about that. And I think Aladdin, I think it's going to be a cultural shock for her, and she's going to have a hard time submitting to him. And Ronald, well, he's going to relapse, I think. Ooh, yeah. That's sad. Yeah. Sorry, that was just a lot of negative, but I think a lot is going to go down this next episode.
And then I guess I'm jumping on this bandwagon because I think that Jaehoon's parents are not going to be for this, and they're not going to get the blessing, and this week in Vegas is going to be a disaster, unfortunately. I think that Paul is actually going to work out his residency issue. I think that there's some type of confusion going on. I do think his record's still going to be an issue, but I think he's going to be able to work it out.
And my one prediction is that Sumit is going to tell her that the family knows that about their situation. Okay. I think it's just going to have to do with the family because it's time for us to figure that whole situation out. But you guys can follow us all over social media. We'll go through that. And make sure to like, comment, subscribe. And we'll see you same time next week. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. Follow me all over at Hey Alex Bowers.
Guys, Linda Actry here. Linda is so girly all across social media.
Okay, guys, Stacey Olivas. You can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas and at 90 Day Fiancé Now.
And you guys can follow me at Ms. Ashley Marie on Instagram.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.